Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 42, Summertime Cocktail Tasting. We ask that you respect the laws, drink responsibly, and I say that just because everybody thinks it's important to say, and I don't have any legal obligations to do so. I'm your host, Derek Schulmer, and today I have with me Kate, Dave, Doug, the original crew here, and we've got Luke, but he's been taken out because this show was supposed to be recorded last week and he wasn't going to be here, but he's here, so bingo.
Woo.
You made it, Luke.
Ah.
No, that's paper towel tube, Doug. We don't know what's up with Doug and his mic, but he's screaming into the case of his computer.
It's an internal mic. It's a fucking laptop. Fuck me.
But it doesn't sound internal. It sounds like the mic actually is inside the laptop, and you're outside screaming into it.
Is the laptop in a store somewhere?
Yes.
Like, are you yelling through a window?
Into Best Buy.
I have a lot of people in the inside of Best Buy going, "What is that guy doing?"
It's be like Luke when he goes to the bar.
I show up with no pants.
Like the Geek Squad has congregated outside the window that I'm yelling into.
And he's actually in handcuffs, so he can't drink.
They'd be surprised.
All right. So what I did is absolutely nothing. Kate actually came up with this idea. I said, "Look, if you do this, you don't have to put together any real notes. You don't have to do any research." And so it sounded like a great idea. And of course, the whole inspiration was I was getting emails from different people and Twitter messages saying, "Hey, when's your next Everyday Drinkers audio show coming out?" And most people, because they don't all, there's not a, like a group of people that watch the video show and the audio show and all the other crap I do. So what they don't know is that because my son was diagnosed with leukemia, I was basically off for 3 months. So we're kind of working through a very busy lifestyle right now. I've canceled my gaming podcast, is done. I closed that down, gave that away. And I'd like to get rid of a couple other ones, but I'm having a hard time with that. But there's certain ones I like to keep. They don't even need to make money, because when you have an audio show based around drinking, it's really hard to give it up. Yeah. I mean,
why? Because you like the drink?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know.
Because you're an alcoholic.
It's giving validation to something we do anyway.
You have 5 billion bottles of liquor in your room.
Yeah, but they're full, so it's cool.
Exactly.
They're my friends.
It's time to drink them all.
I got
to do it.
I keep Jose Cuervo locked away so he can't get out.
I'm still a little bit flabbergasted that people are asking us when we're coming back. Like, people actually care.
Apparently. And I'm sure we've lost some people who are like, "What the hell? This show's gone. It was so good, and I loved it, but I had to part with it because it's not making new episodes." But it is. It's just we had a hiatus. That's all. So
nobody said that.
I did. Didn't you hear me? So what? Kate had this idea of doing summertime cocktails. I thought what would be cooler than maybe taking a couple cocktails that I would create and putting them together with things I would never buy in the store that I did, and those are pre-mades. So I went to the store and I bought some TGI Fridays Pina Colada mix, which includes rum. Literally, they just say poured over ice and drink. So I got ice. I'm good to go. I got the Jose Cuervo Margaritas Classic Lime, which comes in a bottle that looks like it's Jack Daniels. No, not Jack Daniels. Yeah, I don't know. One of these tiny little square bottles. It actually kind of looks like the Jose Cuervo bottle, but really tiny. And that's supposedly all set and ready to go, poured over ice, you're good to go. So I got those. Then I made my margarita that I've made on my show before, and I've made here a couple times. And I made a pina colada, but I blended this one. So my concept was a tasting between corporate demand and then my own personal drinks. And I think I should win, but, you know,
so.
It's not always about winning. It's about how close do they come to the real thing. What do you got over there, Dave? Did you bring any alcohol?
Yeah, so I'm doing just pre-mixes because that really spoke to my inner slack, and I embraced that whole idea. So I picked up Skinny Girl Margarita, because I am a skinny girl inside.
Right, oh.
As opposed to a fat prick on the outside.
Right.
And I got Gosling's Rum Swizzle, whatever the fuck that is.
Whoa.
And these are, you know, drink directly from bottle or pour over ice or whatever you want to do. And something I've never, ever tried before. So I have low expectations.
Well, now, when you went to the store, were you like me, and I didn't actually, I would rather have bought condoms, and I've said this before, than to have gone in and bought these two things.
Yeah, it was weird. I bought these with a bunch of, like, craft beers at the same time, so
yeah.
I felt like I was bouncing out. It's like when you go in for the condoms and you buy, like, a whole lot of other shit, hoping that they won't notice or something.
Oh, right, exactly. Or, when like
the tranny bag, right, Doug?
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, diapers?
See, you're going to miss the jokes, and that's going to suck.
No. I caught everything except for the and right, Doug.
No, I said and like the tranny mags.
Oh yeah,
mags. Yes, I am totally into dudes with tits. Is that
just with dicks? All that good stuff. Yep.
Oh, it's an assortment.
The way that it goes.
It's like Starburst. You just don't know what flavors come up next. That's awesome.
So yeah, you're right. I felt a little bit dirty, but I did see that there's a whole lot more of these than I recall there used to have been.
Well, the thing is, if you went in and you bought a craft beer, what you're saying to the register person is, I bought craft beer, but my bitch wants this, you know? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I wouldn't say
that, though, because I don't really want to sleep on the couch.
Right.
Was she with you?
That's
no,
awesome.
No, that's true.
Yeah, see, it would have been okay. You know, when I say bitch, I mean it in the most politest of ways, like the homies, you know, where it's just sort of like you're a woman, where it, basically what I'm saying is you're buying the good stuff and the other stuff's for somebody else, so, you know, don't worry about it. Where I went in, I bought this and pomegranate liqueur, so I don't know which way they think I'm going. I'm either gay or I'm buying for other people.
Well, when people look at me, I'm sure they see skinny girl margarita, you know?
Yeah, dude. You sell that. I mean, that's like, true. That's you. That's your personality. So, Kate, what did you end up with?
Also the Skinny Girl Margarita and Stirrings Margarita, Simple Margarita.
See, that would Stirrings would be the way I would typically go, which is why I try to avoid it this time. And yeah. I don't really know. I think because they're so predominant. And not that Jose Cuervo isn't.
Is the Stirrings a mix or is it a premix?
The Stirrings is a mix, but you have to add tequila. As you know, the Skinny Girl Margarita is everything's already in there. But I'm interested in knowing how your pina colada is, Derek. What kind was it? Was it TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Well, no, I've never had pina coladas until a week or two ago. I was out to dinner and they had something on the menu called Skinny Gal Pina Colada, which I don't think is related to the Skinny Girl line. And I tried it and it was awesome. So I'm thinking that might be my.
You'd never had a pina colada until last weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
It really.
Oh.
It was surprisingly coconutty, but it was pretty yummy.
It is.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That is the, yeah. What he's trying to say is it's supposed to taste like coconut.
Yeah.
But if you've never had one.
I shouldn't have been surprised, but I've never had one, so.
Right. That's fair. And I also don't like Jose Cuervo's, but I bought this knowing it's probably got something lower grade than actual Jose Cuervo in it, right? It's probably got like grain alcohol and some sort of weird derivative of sugar.
I saw something that came in pouches like Capri Suns.
Yeah. Oh, no.
How scary is that? With alcohol in it, yeah.
Throw those in the coolers right next to the kids' Capri Sun.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's scary.
50-50 chance.
That's awesome.
Dude, wouldn't that be an awesome party time thing? 50-50 chance. You stick your hand in, you grab a bag. You don't know if you're getting one that's got alcohol or that doesn't. You do that 5 times a night, you're either got people that are wicked drunk or people that are completely sober. Which would be really cool. And you can't, no tradesies. You got to drink what you get. And if you drink it really fast, you can go get another one. See, it's a game.
So you either get diabetes or cirrhosis, depending on.
Right. Exactly. So speaking of diabetes, Luke, what are you drinking over there?
I have the Southern Comfort Hurricane.
The hurricanes like you get in like Louisiana? I mean, not the real ones, but like the ones you get on the street. That, yes. It didn't come. After I said it, it registered like that's mean, but what I meant is those big blue drinks. I think
anybody else think that was a really unfortunate name for the local drink after that hurricane? You know?
This is true. Okay, so what a Southern Comfort hurricane. I don't even know.
They hold your head in a bucket, but that's because I'm a prick.
We all knew that. What does he do? Luke, do you know what's in a hurricane itself? Like, did you make this or is it pre-made?
It's a pre-made.
Do you know what and actually is in a hurricane?
I don't.
Oh, so rum. This is a mystery. Rum?
Rum.
Oh, Southern Comfort isn't rum, though, is it?
No.
I thought it was...
It's its own hybrid of, like, a whiskey.
Bourbon kind of thing?
It's mostly a liqueur.
Yeah, so like a whiskey liqueur, isn't it, or something? I don't know if they want to be categorized that way, but I think that's kind of what it is, or something, like spicy flavored whiskey thing. Or something. So what I wanted to, I'm going to have to pour these because I don't have a lot of ice left for my margarita here or whatever this thing is. I'm going to pour mine now. You guys all got yours built?
I got to pour too.
Yeah, suck it down. So if I pour out my Jose Cuervo, it looks freaking identical to the one I made.
Interesting.
It is.
Are you supposed to shake these?
All right, you hope not. It doesn't say. What are you shaking?
I've never what's the word, shaken?
Geshucked?
I've never shaken the skinny girl, but I do shake the stirrings.
Because it says stirring. You're supposed to stir the stirrings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like it would fill out a solution or anything, so I guess it can just pour.
It's a suspended solution. Wow, that's pretty complicated.
Love that sound.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, listen to that.
I could just stick my finger in my...
I think I'm kind of defeating the purpose. I'm pouring skinny girl into a giant pint glass.
That works.
Probably not what we should do.
Right, Dave, have you not had it yet?
No.
It's going to be a surprise. So are we going to talk about it now or later?
Well, I don't really have anything to do later. So we can bust it right out. Give me what you think.
Well, it kind of tastes like they try to add the salt to the beverage itself. And so when I taste it, I taste salt water.
Salt water.
See, and here's the thing. So I went ahead and got the skinny girl, and then I'm comparing that to a margarita that I made with limes and agave and reposado.
Yeah.
And so it's a no comparison type thing. I think that if I was sitting outside and I was dying of thirst and somebody was like, oh, I have a skinny girl margarita, I'd be like, oh, this is the best thing in the world. But it's not.
Well, you what reposado did you use?
Actually, I honestly don't recall because I got airplane bottles instead of an actual bottle of tequila.
Wait, so, you got it in airplane bottles like the ones that you put shampoo in?
I know, right?
What the fuck? Wait, you have unlabeled reposado?
No, it definitely had a label, but I threw the little bottles out, and it wasn't like something...
Like a nip, like you mean, right?
Don Julio or Cabo Wabo, or it wasn't like a name that I was familiar with, so... But it was decent.
Milagro? I don't know. Well, okay.
I don't know. La Familia de Agave, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's a pretty complicated name.
The cheese is old and moldy. El queso is mojoso.
Okay, so.
Well, you sound like you're coming from Mexico.
But you're an American in Mexico. Going, I'm trying to get out of prison. Okay, that's a fair thing. Well, because you said you went reposado. What I did for my margarita just to kind of go down that same road you're going is I knew I was comparing it against the Jose Cuervo with lime classic thing. And so what I try to do is stay as cheap as I could. So I went with a silver. So I picked up I didn't pick it up. I already had it, but the Hornitos silver. And I used triple sec instead of Grand Marnier because, or Cointreau, because I wanted to make sure that I was going cheap while still maintaining my integrity. So, and then agave nectar. All right, so I've got the agave nectar, I've got the triple sec and tequila and lime, of course. And actually freshly squeezed lime.
What does it mean if I'm cheap and have no integrity?
Remember that 40s episode we did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's no integrity.
That was a good one.
So, you got that. Now, I don't know. So you don't think that the skinny girl compares, but if I stuck a gun in your face, you're going to drink skinny girl, but you wouldn't drink it otherwise.
Kate?
Yes.
Would you like to talk about it?
She likes it. So explain it. Tell him what he's doing wrong.
Yeah, actually. Great. So talk about it.
I do think it's lighter than, like, if I compare it to drinks, to me, it tastes heavier, it tastes sweeter. I like a nice sour drink, and this is not sweet at all. It's completely sour. I love that about it. It's light, and I can see you could call that watered down, but for me, I like it. I think it tastes great. I also squeeze in my own lime, so it gets a little bit more flavor. And
that's a good idea.
It just tastes... I mean, it is all natural, and it tastes that to me, whereas something like stirrings tastes heavy, it tastes sweetened to me. I don't like it as well.
You think they do that on purpose, though, to put the sweetness in there for some reason, from basically my experience with different audiences that have been watching my show, it seems like a lot more people, and people that I do cocktails for around that I know, like family members and stuff, they will more than likely be forgiving for a drink that's got sweetness to it than one that has a sour. Like, they're critiquing things. Even if they say they like a sour drink, that's not really always true.
That's really interesting. I don't know. Yeah, that's really interesting because I tend to go the other direction. If something tastes artificially sweet to me, I kind of write it off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, it says on the bottle, it's all natural, slightly sweetened with agave nectar, made with premium blue agave clear tequila. There's not a lot to it, and I like that.
But it, so it's made with 100% agave tequila? Like, this sounds like an actual...
There's no triple sec.
Yeah, but you can add triple sec like you add lime if you want to, I guess.
Yeah, exactly if you want to do that. It's also, as you would guess, because it's called Skinny Girl, it's also supposed to be kind of figure friendly. It's not super heavy on calories, especially if you're going to have a bunch of them in a night. You don't, you know,
obviously,
if you're watching your calories, this is a good drink to have. It's there's, you know, not, none of that added sweetener and that kind of thing. So
it's, I guess, 100 per 4 ounces.
Well, it's 12.7 ABV.
12.7?
Yeah, 25.4 proof.
Wow.
It's half strength.
Mine's 9.95.
Twice the amount.
That's
I think
high.
I'm somewhere in between Kate on this. It's not bad. I didn't think it was. I didn't have high expectations for it. Whatever they used for tequila is a little rough. There's definitely a little bit of an aftertaste that happens. But you're right, Kate. It's nothing like. You ever have like that sour mix based shit, like the really cheap ass, like Cuervo or Sauza or something? Well, the mix stuff that you add your own tequila to, that stuff tends to be like, it's like sour mix, some shitty lime flavoring, and
just what
pure
I'm drinking.
Acid.
It just tastes artificial.
Right,
you know how
exactly.
You guys are always on the pumpkin thing and you don't like that artificial taste? I'm kind of the same way with my margaritas. I don't want to taste artificially sweetened.
Okay.
Yeah, and no, this doesn't, I agree.
But I'm a tiny bit surprised by that, Dave, just because... And I don't want to sound like I'm like defending Skinny Girl Margarita, but it is if it's a premium blue agave, doesn't that mean it's 100%?
Oh yeah, but it could still be.
No, I'm not contesting that.
No, I know, but I thought that the tequila that's made with 100% blue agave is less of that bitter, pungent, harsh.
Right. I think it is in general. It's just that the whole, like if you just take silver tequilas as a spectrum,
they're
all over the map, you know? And I mean, this is clearly not like really super high end tequila, you know?
Well,
it's
no,
not
but,
bad though. You know, it's not like
your base
though,
right?
I didn't take a sip and go, ah, you know?
It just, think about it this way. It's 100% blue agave means that 100% of what you're getting is whatever the base is that they distilled this with. Where it, look at vodka, right? It's 40%, but a rule is 40%. You can get a good vodka and you can get a bad vodka. It doesn't really have to do with the percentage as much, right? As the base. And for, say, and you can't count Jose Cuervo because it's not 100, but there are ones that are, I think, the farm, like if the farm, for instance, grows their own, which is really hard to do because there's not a lot of people who own their own farm, maybe like Patron's, the Jose's, and stuff like that. And a couple of the other company, Riazul, I know, has their own farm. But you have to be very either lucky to have somebody in the family that has that farm to farm your own agave from, or and distill it. Because basically what it would be like, imagine if beer, you can outsource most of your beer to another place. Like, I guess they really do, like Sam Adams, right? You can get a different variety of stuff. If you could pick your own agave, you're going to get the flavors you want, even in that silver.
That makes sense. I wasn't sure.
How you process it as well, right? Like, so whether you cook it with wood or if you steam it or all that kind of stuff. But going back to you're right, Kate. This tastes much more like a margarita I would make as opposed to something I would make with a mix, you know? And I really like that. I like the fact that it's surprisingly good for being a premix out of a bottle. I'm actually impressed with that. It's something I could drink in a pinch. It's not the same as like, you know, making your own clearly, but it's a whole lot easier and I'm all about easy.
You make an excellent point. I mean, I think it's great to compare like, okay, this is my homemade margarita and this is my, you know, from a bottle premix, but they are comparing apples to oranges. I mean, it's a mix. I open the bottle, I put 4 ice cubes in a glass and I squeeze in some lime and my drink is there. You know, like that to me works out pretty well, especially if I have guests and I'm making a bunch of them. But I guess it's not going to taste as good as if you did everything from scratch.
Or like there's nothing worse than I go to open the crisper drawer or whatever in the refrigerator and I realize that the limes are just totally gone, you know?
Like gone, like they're hard and like
there's
stones.
Nothing worse than that, Dave.
Gone, like they wave back at me.
Yeah, I hate that. You get them in a plastic bag, and all you see is like what you thought was cilantro, but it's actually what used to be a lime. I hate when that happens.
So in that case, having one of these as a backup in the fridge, that'd be all right.
Right. You don't necessarily have to have it in the fridge. I keep mine in a closet, and that way I have them in case I throw them in the fridge. But
we know what you in closets.
That's right. But
snap.
You can also, there's another thing too, though. People who can't make really good margaritas, they don't have that comparison, because you could screw it up. Like if you create, some people create their margaritas, let's say you're having a party tomorrow. You go and you squeeze like 150 limes, you build your margarita mix, you get all this, you throw it in the refrigerator. It's not going to taste the same as if you squeezed it 10 minutes prior, because a lot of the acidities they just go away with the oxygen basically destroys it. So the best thing you could do is squeeze them at the last point. The problem is, who the hell wants that? You're in the middle of a party, you're hosting 150 people, and you have like a truck of limes dump off, and you have to cut them all and squeeze them, right? Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. I know, I've done it. The other option...
You know what? Those mixes, I don't know what's in them, but they rip me to shreds, because they're basically just citric acid, you know?
Right. There are razor blades in there. Well, what I would suggest is you're going to do that...
blood.
what you could do is... You take your tequila, and you can even put your Grand Marnier, your tequila together and do all that shit. And then at the last, maybe some agave nectar, you throw that in your closet. Well, not your closet, but in your refrigerator, your ice closet. And then you, the next day, dump in some lemonade and then like five limes. And that keeps you get the acidity through there, the nice fresh lime bite, but you actually filled a lot of it with lemonade. Right, which, right. You know, use an organic lemonade if you want to, if you feel that way.
But I mean, going back, you're right in that it's totally like comparing apples and oranges, in that this is something where I don't have to think about it. I pour it over some ice, maybe, and I drink it, and I'm good to go. Or I just crack open the bottle and cry in front of the fridge. It doesn't matter. It's a whole lot easier than having to. Yeah,
right.
It's a whole lot easier than having to deal with all the ingredients and everything else. So
right,
the
other thing to keep in mind is it is an admittedly low calorie. Natural margarita, so it's right. Gonna not taste as rich in whatever you're expecting from your regularly made margaritas. Right. It's kind of like frozen yogurt to ice cream, but honestly, I would actually probably opt for this because I like the lightness of it.
But you do they have one that doesn't have the tequila in it that you could put your own tequila in?
No, and in fact, it's a little odd, but they have a white sangria, and they're coming out with the pina colada one later in the summer, apparently. But all of the different kinds, they have the alcohol already mixed in it. In some ways, it's good, but in some ways, you might want to choose your own tequila. But
well, then I'll go and tell you how my Jose Cuervo is, because it says right here, made with Jose Cuervo Gold Tequila, triple sec.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In natural and artificial colors. Right, exactly. I was going out of my way not to buy one that had Jose Cuervo Gold in it, but apparently that's what Jose Cuervo puts in their mixes, and I'm guessing they always will, because look at who they're selling this to. Now, I don't have the receipt for what this cost, but I'm guessing it was under $10 for a 4-pack of these things, which is kind of expensive.
Wait a minute, 4-pack? Like it's a how big are the bottles?
Let's see. They are 200 milliliter. 200 milliliter seems high.
Oh, so they're like small bottles. So.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that looks small. That's probably
so not quite like the Capri Sun pouch.
No, but they're not pouch-like. They're really just a little plastic bottle. But I don't know. This is not really what I'd call a margarita. It tastes to me as everything that Kate has described as the standard Jose Cuervo mix. It's super sweet. It's got lime flavor, but no lime bite, if that makes any sense. So it would be like a sweet sour mix that's overly sweetened. You know there's some sort of citrus in there. You can almost find it, a little triple sec. But you don't get any bite. It doesn't get you right here, you know, under your in your neck or like under your little getcha area wherever you're sour when you like get that sour bite. It doesn't have that. It tastes like a sweet. It tastes like you had taken a lime, put it next to a bottle of Jose Cuervo, mixed it with some Sprite Zero, and then called it good. Right? It's just got that sickly sweet, not real flavors to it. And it doesn't say, they don't have to tell you what type of sugars or anything are in here, huh?
Yeah, I noticed that. These don't seem to have any ingredients.
Well, they can get away with that because they say this can kill you, so you're on your own. At that point, I guess, as long as it's not pathogen.
I don't even think that they say that this can kill you. They just say,
No, it actually does say it can cause problems for women and you shouldn't use machinery. And anything that tells you can't use machinery, dude.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, and may cause health problems.
Right, health like problems.
Speech impediments.
Or fail to live anymore. It's a health problem. You're diagnosed dead, right? I mean, there's that. but it to me is not really a good margarita.
Here's the thing that absolutely irritates me. So on the back of the Skinny Girl, they say per 1.5 ounce, calories 37.5. So they say per 1.5 ounce, and then they give like the bottle content in 750 milliliters. I'm American. I can't do that conversion.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
What is up with that?
That's a conspiracy.
Well, on the back of this other one that I have, there's no nutritional information whatsoever. I mean, not that it has any really, but I was kind of curious what the caloric content was comparatively. But
well, you can't get scurvy, so you're good there.
True.
I mean, I don't know. It seems a little weird. Now, Doug, how did your margarita taste compared to this? Was it yours had more lime to it, bite to it, some sours or something?
Well, it was that in as much that it was fresh squeezed lime, right?
Right.
But I also used agave nectar, and so it had the sweetness that I kind of like in my margarita.
Right, the agave sweetness.
Yes.
The Skinny Girl has that too, but just not as much.
Yeah, it wasn't as much, and I definitely
missed that. Yeah.
You have to look for the other one, which is Fat Bitch.
Well, no, but Dave, that's a good point, right? The reason it's called Skinny Girls is supposed to be for skinny girls, right? And the sexy hotties. But the fact is, when you create, it's dude, you go buy low fat ice cream and compare it to regular fat ice cream, you're gonna be like, dude, where's my fat? Right? You want the fat? That's just how it is because it tastes better. Fatty things taste better. And to add more sugar, the way you're doing it, Doug, you probably have double the calories in there because the coffee nectar still got a lot of calories. However, I go back to my point that if I am drinking something, I kind of forego the fact that I'm already in the realm of unhealthy. So
exactly.
I just will eat less the next day.
It's one.
Yeah. It's a good balance.
Sort of like those. Have you had those MGD64s or whatever the fuck it is? You're
doing it wrong.
The who? The MG who 64s?
What is it, MGD64 or Select64 or whatever the hell? I don't even know. Have you had any of these things, the like low-cal beers?
Why the fuck would I drink a low-cal beer? I would rather just drink water. It's healthier right. for you, and you don't die. Well, I mean, you can, but that's a lot of water. Like, you have to drown. But I'm saying, like, you're typically, if I'm drinking something that's that low-cal, first off, I challenge you to find anybody who goes and gets something low-calorie, right, and doesn't have double the amount, right? The only exception being I do the same thing. I used to criticize, but I'm older now. If I go to McDonald's, I still get a Diet Coke with my fucking badass meal that's going to kill me. To me, it's like, it's almost like, okay, I stuck the dagger in, but I don't have to twist it, right?
So, hey, can I go ahead and pitch a future podcast?
Sure.
Let's see how many MGD 64s we have to drink to get fucked up.
Ooh, that sounds like a good test.
I know.
750,000 calories later, we're wrecked. Anyway,
you were saying.
Well, where I was going with that was this: the whole idea that if I'm going to have a beer and I had an MGD 64 or some other variant of those, I'm going to be really horribly disappointed. It's going to be just something bad. Whereas with this Skinny Girl margarita, it's pretty good. You know, I can certainly drink it. You know,
right. So you're putting it on the measurement of I'm about to do something that is semi healthy. But I don't want to sacrifice taste to a degree where it's just awful, and I'm lazy, so I just want to pour it and make it. I'm done. You're checking off all the things.
I'm kind of curious to see if you could make your own that is of a similar kind of caloric content, but
yeah,
I don't have that ability.
Lie.
So
that's definitely a problem. People have asked me to make cocktails, like people in the industry. They're like, oh, here, use our product to make this low-cal. Whatever it is, I'm like, okay, but how do I know? So, well, here's our calorie count. But that means everything I put in here as an additive, I need to know all this stuff and do math and volume, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I remember burning a peanut in chemistry class, and I'm pretty sure you can't do that with a cocktail. So.
Right. So you can't burn a cocktail to get a calorie count. So I don't really, you know, that's, you got all the bullets, and this is where they're getting their audience. They're saying, first off, we're better than Cuervo Gold Margarita, a classic lime that doesn't have any real lime bite. We're better than the, for multiple reasons, flavor, 100% agave, and it's better for you when you're looking at bad. Convenient, all the alcohol's there. I mean, it's a win.
Wait, there's a dark side to this.
Yeah, you drink too many, you fall over.
No, Bethany Frankel.
Who?
Yes,
isn't
yes.
that that
oh,
reality star?
Oh, you had to bring. Yeah, I know. Like when I first
I was looking at
up,
their website. So
do they have a
I
mascot?
It was great, and then I saw that, but there is a little backstory. So she was trying to peddle this drink, this business, before she ever got into reality television. And the reason she got into reality television was to help sell this because nobody would pick up her drinks.
What reality was she?
I think she started with Martha Stewart's The Apprentice, but I know she was a housewife, one of the, I don't know which, Orange County or New York City or there's some, one of the
Alaska.
Okay.
Alaska, I don't know. But
Iowa
yeah.
City.
She's a little crazy, but, and I think she was on
Fargo,
some skating show
North
as well.
Dakota.
But.
Housewives of Fargo, North Dakota.
Well.
Don't you know?
So, okay, you got it does have a negative side. Okay, so it's got the dark side of the force. Now, if you look at my margarita itself, what I did when I created my margarita, which is probably similar to what Doug does, and I know what Dave does, is you create what I like to call it is it's like the martini of tequila, where with, you know, the theory for us tequila drinkers is you want to have the tequila and you're bringing in these other subtle hints of ingredients that don't take over the drink. So with a gin martini, you might make it dirty and bring it maybe like a lot of olive juice, like Doug. And you splash a little extra in there, right? You're getting this other flavor. But the base core that you're going to have is gin. If you don't like gin, you're out. The same way I make a margarita. My margarita here has the flavors of, it's almost like a smoky tequila. It almost has reposado flavors because that agave has like that strong agave flavor brought together with the silver. It kind of is a poor man's reposado because you've got that reposado-like agave flavor, but you don't have to spend the money for it. Not that it's that much extra. But my drink is tequila-based, where if you drink the Jose Cuervo margarita, the common man will be like, hey, it's a margarita. I love these things. It's just like I get at the restaurant. But, you know, and they're just getting like this sweet sour mix poured in with Jose Cuervo thrown in front of them, and it cost them $11.95. My drink at the restaurant would be like, what, $16, $17. But you're getting tequila. And if you're not a tequila fan, there is a separation of tequila fan and margarita fan. Margarita fans like something to do with the margarita. Tequila fans like tequila. And you got to understand that the way I'm making it is heavy tequila, 2 ounces of tequila compared to the other ingredients, which are like 1.5 ounces. So I'm getting a lot more of that flavors. And you don't get that from this cheap instant stuff. However, in Kate's argument, there's so many positives to the way you're making this drink, or at least selling it to say, look, I don't have time to do what you just did. You know, if it's just one person, you might sit down and do it. But if you're doing it for a party, it's probably better to go skinny girl route. I do not suggest the Jose Cuervo route because it's bad. It doesn't taste like it. You know what? It doesn't taste like I want to throw up in my mouth, but it doesn't taste like a cocktail I want to drink. Luke.
Yes.
Tell me about the hurricane. What is that doing to you? What's the percentage? Do you even know?
The percentage is 12.5, so it's a little higher than you would get with a beer. Probably about the same that you have for some sort of a wine. And it's very fruity, so it goes down quite easily.
What fruit? Is it
like a raspberry, I'd say.
Raspberry? Fig? I don't know. I had a fig for the first time the other day. I was pretty impressed.
Actually a fresh fig?
Yeah, from your mom, actually.
Aren't they so good?
There's some sort of mom joke here, but no, I really had your mom gave me some figs.
I think you actually mean that.
Yeah. I never had a fig before. It's very tasty. And,
oh, that's so unfortunate. Oh,
no, it's awesome.
So good.
Yeah, well, no, it was like I had it, and it was like, wow, it kind of tastes to me almost like a plum flavor. And I feel bad for Luke because he needs to do that. He needs to go have some figs. And here's why. Luke, if you go out and you experience all these flavors, right, you just go and you just eat every fruit you can, you'd be like, dude, this is raspberry.
I suggest you do that at Whole Foods. They like that.
Right in the store.
We don't have a Whole Foods in the area at the moment.
Go around and start eating some of their fresh produce. And when somebody was like, what are you doing? You'd be like, dude, if I don't try any of this, I will never buy it.
Right. That's true.
And then just walk away.
And don't buy
it. I've done it. Twice.
Don't ever take his advice, Luke. Be rational. No, I was saying.
Yeah, I know at this point. Not to. Just on principle.
if you well, you might be able to, if you had like a bunch of fruits, you might be able to be like, hey, this has got a fig, a little raspberry, and a Concord grape, right? You'd be able to get that good, Luke.
Probably.
But you think it's raspberry, like a UV blue? Have you had UV blue before?
I have had UV blue. It's been a while, but yeah, it's probably pretty similar to that.
Like a sweet raspberry?
Well, maybe it's more like a pink lemonade. It's kind of somewhere in the middle of that.
Pink lemonade sounds good. And it's got rum in it. You don't really know, do you?
And, I mean, I'm certainly not the expert on Southern Comfort, but
it's just,
I didn't think
Southern
there were
Comfort
rum, so I guess I never really thought it would be.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything else in there. It's just really Southern Comfort's kind of got that sweet flavor to it. No raspberry, yeah. Really. But so is that, I mean, does it say that's the only real ingredient for alcohol would be the Southern Comfort?
Yep.
Oh, and so it's like tasting, so it's refreshing then. It's a lemonade. 12%.
Yeah. Lemonade that will just put you on your ass if you're not careful.
Nice. Nothing like a 12% lemonade to get you through the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Tell that to my boss.
Get a little 12% lemonade, a little hurricane action, go mow the lawn. It's a good time. Just don't read the label. So is this your first time with the hurricane, or are you a hurricane fan?
This is the first time.
How do you like it?
I am very interested to try it when it's not a pre-made one.
Oh, yeah, to see what the difference is.
It tastes good, but yeah.
You think maybe it might be a little stronger?
Kind of like the consensus is probably won't be purchasing the pre-made stuff unless there's some sort of a big party that you want to. Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, if you like the pre-made, maybe you'll, you know, if you're a fan of the pre-made, you might find that the real stuff is like 10 times better.
Yeah. It's sort of like going to see a movie and then reading the book afterward.
I've done that.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
I think I did that with Jurassic Park. Good.
Yeah,
book.
Me too.
See? This is that's
you
like the
Jurassic Park.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Jurassic Park, Kate?
No.
You gotta go read that shit.
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yes.
The endings
Why
are different.
Why would you read that shit? There's CG and stuff
Most
that makes things
different.
Move. Words don't move. Words suck.
You're using the power of your mind to make the words move.
Right. Holy shit, that
yeah,
was deep.
I don't have many brain cells left, so I don't really want to do that anymore.
But you ate a skinny girl, so use her brain.
That sounded kind of bad.
You know what you just said? Laura
Dern. Laura Dern.
I like these skinny girls.
JJ.
Laura Dern. Laura Dern.
What the hell?
Laura Dern.
What are you doing over there?
Laura Dern was in Jurassic Park.
But why?
Yeah. And she was she's a skinny girl.
Laura Dern.
Okay, so don't read the book because you won't be able to see this chick. Is that
Laura
one of them?
Laura Dern.
You can just go. You should read the book.
I think we may have lost our way.
Yeah, well, we'll come back.
Wait, you know what book that I read before I saw the movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Batman.
Oh. Really?
Really?
What?
That's intense. Huh.
It's not a book. It's a graphic novel.
It's a comic.
It's a graphic novel.
Awesome. All right.
Never mind.
Screw your books. This is what I got here. I got a Just Pour Over the Rocks TGI Fridays Pina Colada.
How is that?
Made with rum, non-dairy creamer, liquor, with natural flavors added. What the hell is
it? It has non-dairy creamer in it?
Yeah. I know. That was a little weird. Huh.
And it just says liquor. I'm confused.
Liquor.
Oh, wait,
it
no.
is in a plastic non-dairy jug, is it not?
Liquor. I don't know if this is on a separate line. Non-dairy creamer liquor. I don't
is
know
it
if,
a plastic jug?
Yeah, it is in a plastic jug. Why?
Nice call, Dave.
10%
ABV.
Well,
it does say liquor on the side. You know, that's...
It says 750 milliliters. This looks so much smaller than a 750 milliliter. Diageo. I know these guys. I'll have to tell them that they need to work on this. Here's the issue I have with this. Refrigerator after opening, keep away from direct sunlight. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Do not taunt Happy Fun Boy.
I don't know what's going on. So I don't know. I got side by side. I like to do the side by side comparison of pina coladas. My pina colada has a slight yellow hint to it, and that's from the pineapple juice. Maybe that's the pina of the colada. I'm not
so
seeing
like the yin to yang or something.
Yes, and I'm not seeing a color to the TGI Fridays. It's white like milk. It's like I just poured creamer out, and I don't understand. What it's supposed to, what's the purpose? It's so white. They couldn't give it some artificial color? I mean, it's white. Anyway.
Well, I always thought that it was a white drink.
It can be. It is until you put it next to this.
Very racist of you, Luke.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Small-minded.
So, it doesn't really have any good smell to it, but it doesn't. It does have a little coconut flavor. I don't even really get any rum out of here. There is a little bit of creaminess to it. I don't really know about that. It's like coconut milk, I think. The thing I don't care for with this, the TGI Fridays, it's a little watered down, milky coconut. Maybe if you blend it, it just seems to be missing a thickness. And the blending might bring some of it out.
Non-dairy creamer?
Yeah. Mine,
bizarre.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what that's all about. What I think maybe is what I did for my pina colada is it's 2 ounces. It, depending on the ratio, it doesn't really matter. But it's 2 ounces of creme de coco. So it's like that thick, creamy, sugary coconut cream stuff. And then 2 ounces of pineapple juice and 1.5 ounces of rum. So it's a little lighter on the rum. But it's got the pineapple. It's got that other
flavor. Don't have liquor in yours.
I don't have random liquor. This is true. I didn't just go, oh, Galliano, pour that in there. Mmm, black licorice. No, I've got these three ingredients. I'm also using, to stay true, I use a $9 bottle of Crujian coconut rum. Pretty basic. $9.99 at New Hampshire liquor store. Probably more elsewhere, maybe $15. Mine is much tastier, sweeter than the TGI Fridays, actually.
Really?
Yeah, TGI Fridays is a little more...
But wasn't the TGI Fridays a margarita?
No. TGI Fridays is a pina colada.
Okay. Oh, you made your own pina colada.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, mine has... My base really is the cream of coconut, which you can get next to the Stirrings bottle. Right? You go in there, and it's just the coconut cream. Pretty simple. It's like sugar. In it, if you've ever had actual coconut, like if you've ever just cut a coconut and licked it, it doesn't taste anything like cream of coconut. I don't know what magic they put in there. Is it just a lot of sugar in coconut? But it does the job. I don't know. I like I know my coconut, my pina colada is authentic because there's a few people I've met at a party and they're like, no, I've never had any type of pina colada like I've had in Florida, in the Florida Keys. I gave mine, they're like, dude, this is just like the one I had in Florida in the Florida Keys. And it came down to just being the rum I used. That was the key. They've tried all different types of rum, and they've... what the fuck? And they've never come out as good. So I think the key in this case is the coconut rum you're using. Because cream of coconut you can get anywhere. And then the rest of it's, you know, pineapple juice. It's not a real complex drink. But what TGI Fridays does, I think, is try and commoditize it. I mean, they even have on the cap, it says, the rum is in it. This is built for the person who just wants to pour out a drink and call it good. I think there's other mixes that probably, TGI Fridays without the coconut rum in it, which I know you can get, may taste a little better if you could use your own coconut rum. I don't know what they're using in here. It just says liquor. I mean, made with rum. Okay. I don't know if it's a coconut rum, if it's a regular rum with coconut flavor. It sure is white. So if you want something a little more watered down, now you've had your first coconut rum, or your coconut pina colada, Kate, was from where?
It was in a restaurant, and on the menu it said Skinny Gal, which I assume is not the same as Skinny Girl, otherwise it would have said Skinny Girl. But it was Skinny Gal pina colada, so I thought I would try it.
And if you go to, I bet you if you went even to TGI Fridays and you got a pina colada, it will taste better than this, because they don't have to mix it, have the preservatives and all the crap that goes in here. So you probably get a little more fresh flavor. It may be closer to what I can make at home. Because, again, it's only a three ingredient recipe. You can't screw it up that bad. It's not like a margarita where you can, okay, maybe you don't have agave nectar, maybe use Grand Marnier. So you can get a lot of differences out of it. I don't really think this is a worthy competitor to anything else. Maybe blending it, getting it super cold. And quite honestly, if you're distracted on the side of a pool talking to your friends, you might just, you know, it might be fine. But if you're going to sit down and actually go, I want, right now, the best pina colada of my life, this is not going to pass.
How does it compare to, what is that machine that you see at a lot of bars that they basically add a mix and it shaves ice into it?
Well, those are always good.
Island Oasis, is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what bars you're going to. But
Island Oasis sounds...
It's a shaved ice machine with alcohol?
Yeah. So it's like a... They have different mixes that they use that come out of like a box, basically, and they dump it in, and it's like, you know, pina colada or maybe hurricane. I don't even know what they have, but the machine is, I think, called, let me consult Google. I'm sure it'll tell you.
And I bet you those don't have a lot of alcohol in them.
Yeah, here we go. Island Oasis offers world's finest frozen drinks. Yeah. They're basically premixes that they add shaved ice to, so I was just sort of wondering how it compares to something like that.
See, I think those might be probably better because they're going to be sweeter. I think a lot of that stuff creates a like a coconut, a piña colada flavor. Because the flavor, it doesn't seem like it's very hard to reproduce. It's coconut with some pineapple juice, right? If you use coconut and pineapple juice and regular rum, maybe even vodka, I think you'll pass as a piña colada. But if you're really looking for like the best piña colada of your life, I think that takes a little more effort. Not much, but a little bit more. I would try a shaved ice piña colada. That'd be a good time. Probably cost me more than what my drink cost me. But, you know, anybody needs to, they can go to Google and Google, like, how to create coconut rum. I made a video. It took me, like, 8 fucking hours to make it. But,
in a coconut
really?
Yeah. I have, like, I don't know, like, 4 bottles of custom coconut rum that I made. And I finally recorded one of them being done. People kept bugging me. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. So, it's out there. Let's see. Did anybody else have any other drinks to work on?
Yeah, I got one other.
What is it?
I got the Gosling's Rum Swizzle.
Dude, I love rum swizzles.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it looked good, and I actually like Gosling's Rum a lot.
Yeah.
Me too.
I had high hopes for this.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, they make Black Seal. They make a like an amber, too.
Black Seal makes my pants tight.
I love
And they make ginger beer so you can have dark and stormy.
I know. I got it in my closet, like with all the other weird random shit I got. You never know when you need a dark and stormy.
It's in my closet.
What they claim is that this is a legendary Bermuda cocktail recipe, which, you know, sets the bar high.
Right.
Made with Gosling's Black Seal Rum, Gosling's Gold Rum, and natural flavors.
I got both. I don't have natural
caramel
flavors.
Color.
Oh, yeah.
15%.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. It is, especially after the Skinny Girl, candy sweet.
Oh, really?
Like, this one's diluted down a little bit just from the ice melting, and it's still really kind of cloying. But most Polynesian drinks are, right?
But this isn't Polynesia, it's Bermuda.
Yeah, we'll suspend your, you know.
Disbeliefs?
Technical stuff here.
Real beliefs? Tiki huts?
No, it reminds me a lot of like a Polynesian drink, though.
Okay, I could buy
like a Mai Tai or something like that, you know what I mean?
Like a fog cutter?
Yeah, any of those. Zombie, all that stuff. It's not bad. I mean, for something that comes out of a big old plastic jug with a handle molded into it, which always reeks of class. It's not bad. It's really, really sweet. I couldn't picture myself drinking a lot of this stuff just because I've already got like a sticky mouth kind of thing. And insert your joke there.
Sticky mouth.
But it's actually not too bad. Like I said, I had high hopes out of Gosling's. So it's
but
doable.
Gosling's Black Seal itself is a sweeter brown sugar flavor to it to begin with.
Right.
So realistically, I have both gold and black. And I don't know that combining those together is not going to make you sweet drink. It always will. I mean, there's the bonus of doing a dark and stormy is because the ginger beer is so spicy and hot that you get the balance. It's like a dance, right? You got this spicy flavor. That's the hot chicken. And you got the Black Seal, which, I don't know, it's just a dude, right? So you got that marriage of flavors where you're talking about bringing what? I mean, what is that other ingredient? It's natural flavor?
Yeah, I think it, I mean, I get, definitely get like a pineapple kind of flavor out of it.
So are there swizzles in there?
I don't know what a swizzle is.
Oh, I think it's actually, let me see. I'm going to consult mixdrinkypedia.com because I swear I've made one of these in the past. Rum.
I've heard of swizzle stick before. I know what that is, but.
Okay, so I've done a rum swizzle in Colin's glass, and mine was 2 ounces of Gosling's Black Seal rum, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of triple sec, 5 to 6 ounces of ginger ale, and a lemon wheel garnish. So it should be a little sour.
It's not really. It's more sweet than anything else. Are you supposed to have this to, let's see, serve chilled or over ice? I was thinking when I heard swizzle, like, oh, I wonder if I should add some soda water or something. But going back to our lazy roots here, it's supposed to be able to be poured out of the bottle and ready to roll, right?
Right.
So that's how I did it. All I'm really getting out of this is pineapple juice and probably some citrus.
That's funny. I could see citrus. I mean, if they base it off of the rum swizzle recipe that I have, which I'm fairly certain I probably got from them or somebody like them, the tasting notes I had was it was refreshing like iced tea, light sweet ginger, and nice carbonation. You get any carbonation out of that?
Well, no, not out of the bottle that it came with. I'm sure you could add some soda water or something, and it would
spritz
make it
up
that way.
So did we get them all? Which one did you drink? If somebody put both those in front of you and said, you're getting an instant drink right now, you're going to go sit out near the Barbie, what are you going to drink?
I do the Skinny Girl Margarita.
Oh, really?
It's just a lot less cloying. You know, it's not as sweet. I think if I dilute down the rum swizzle a little bit with something else, it might help.
Lemon juice?
I don't know. Just something to make it less. It's like a melted popsicle right now. It's just really, really sugary.
So maybe that's the deal, is these drinks tend to be on the sweeter side. And it's hard to find a sour drink. And there might be something behind the fact that it's just hard to keep the sour nature in a drink. Like, maybe it's just tough to do. It's easy to just dump. If you dump sugar in a bottle, it's going to stay sugar.
High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup?
Yep.
For the sweetness, right?
Yeah.
But how would you get a sour to match? Is there anything?
Because there's not. I mean, in the Skinny Girl, there isn't any high fructose corn syrup, but most mixed drinks do add it.
Well, I guess. I've always avoided it. There's certain things that you can do that you're going to get high fructose. And out of the ones I know of is grenadine. If you add grenadine or some of these syrups to a cocktail, it's basically high fructose corn syrup dyed red, right? Yeah. So there's not really much else in there.
My new grenadine diet isn't going to work out. I thought it was on a pomegranate juice diet, no?
No, it's not quite the same. Pomegranate juice, more dryness, a little more tannic. No, you're not going to get that. And I think that's the case with most of these. High fructose corn syrup, from what I understand, is cheap and it stays forever. So like you got a Twinkie, right? It just tastes like a pina colada or whatnot. But Kate, how much did the Skinny Girl cost? Do you know?
You know, yeah, that's the thing. It's definitely more expensive. So the stirrings, I don't remember the size of the bottle. Hold on. It was $9.99. Hold on. 32 fluid ounces for $9.99. For stirrings. The Skinny Girl is about 25 fluid ounces, I believe, and that is about $12. So actually, when you think about it, it's not that much more expensive considering it does have the alcohol in it, because with the stirrings, you have to buy the tequila as well.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not too bad, but you know, it's a bottle for $12. It's like a cheap bottle of wine, I guess.
The difference is if you buy the tequila and then you figure out how much you need for that drink, you can get a $24 bottle of tequila. It's going to be pretty good. And you figure you're going to use an ounce of it. So divide that out by 750 divided by whatever an ounce.
That's right.
Milliliter.
It's going to add to the increasing the volume.
Right. So you're going to, you're not spending that much.
Speaking of the stirring stuff, have you tried any of the other ones?
I think so.
I remember trying one of the mojito ones a while back and it was fairly vile.
I have done stirring mojito. Yes.
The Bacardi mojito. I don't like mojitos, but this tastes good.
That would explain why you like it.
What that means?
It means that it's not a very good mojito.
That's what I thought.
Right, because you if you don't like a mojito, I mean, this is a good key. If you don't like a specific drink and you have an instant one and it tastes good, then it's not like the real one.
It's not authentic.
It's not authentic. Now, it is not to say you don't. I mean, just because you like it doesn't mean you're a ghetto perv from Compton or whatever. I'm just saying that you don't like the drink. What I'm saying though is that you don't like, just because you don't like a mojito, you don't have to like a mojito. You can like those. You're probably never going to buy another one of these stirring thing anyway. That's fine. You have your mojito. Everybody else has the real one. That comes down to the thing is, a mojito is not really hard to make. The problem is you got to squish mint, and if you can't, and you need fresh mint. If you don't have that stuff, you're fucked. But you can make a mojito out of anything. A bourbon mojito, a tequila mojito. This week I made. Let's see what I make on the show. A Cat Daddy mojito. Right? There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Cat Daddy. So it tasted like...
Eggnog, yes.
Vanilla eggnog mojito.
With mint, yeah. It was fucking awesome.
That sounds awful.
No. It does. Really good. It's really good. Cat Daddy's got its own flavor.
Yeah, it does. It tastes like eggnog because eggnog does not have its own flavor.
I don't know. It does have a little reminiscent of eggnog. It's true. Just not nearly.
No, it doesn't reminisce eggnog. It fucking channels that.
Oh, speaking of Cat Daddy, I have no other drinks here. So unless you guys have something you want to do, what do you guys want to do next time? Do you have any clue? And we should probably do something next time.
Well, what did you recommend for this time?
I was going to do stout.
Yeah, that would be good.
So we could do
stout.
You and me did it, Doug, because nobody else showed up.
You did.
So we're going to do it again. But
and I mentioned I'm going to spreadsheet that stuff, so don't even worry about it, Doug. So we can...
And I mentioned the Alcopop stuff.
Alcopop. Is that like a lot?
Wine coolers or something?
Yeah, you know all these like Mike's and
Mike's Hard, whatever.
Tea and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Smirnoff Ice, all this other.
Talk about skinny girl. Jesus Christ. We're going to walk away like 7,000 extra calories.
That just sounded funny coming from Jared. Like you would ever care.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot of calories.
It is, yeah.
I care.
I've been traveling basically every week since the new year, and I'm just turning into a giant flabby loaf. It's terrible.
Well, then we definitely need to do that.
Yeah, let's do a high-calorie drink.
Yeah, we gotta tap that shit.
Just what I need. Thank you.
I mean, if you...
Would you like some sugar with that?
Yeah. No, I want 4 pounds of raw fat right on top.
That'd be awesome. How about some bacon, you fat bastard?
Bacon vodka. We could do bacon vodka drinks.
I remember
I was just going to say, Dave talking about bacon vodka. I always tell people that story. Well, not always, but if I'm in a bar and people are drinking weird vodka, I'll bring that up.
You're I don't want you to walk around going, I have a friend of
drink. Yeah, like in staff meetings. And
yeah,
stuff.
Staff meeting. So this quarter.
On the street. Yeah.
This quarter, we're going to be hitting the target numbers of 17 million. Speaking of 17 million, I had his buddies. Bacon vodka. Can you imagine that? They actually put the
and
bacon
the
inside the glass.
To the top of the glass. That's my favorite part. The fat sitting at the top of the
Yeah.
Anyway. Love telling that.
We'll do one of these episodes next time. I have the stout still from last time. It's still in my refrigerator. I haven't drank it. So I think it'll be okay.
No.
I found a new store that has like every beer in the world. So, hey, Dave, you go to AOTS State Line?
I know where it is. They're one of those places that smells that sells like cigarettes, beer, and lottery tickets, right?
This place is like Las Vegas for convenience stores. You walk in, the first aisle is those De Kuyper coffee things, the little inserts. So they got an entire aisle like just for insert coffees. Then they have like your ground coffees. You go into the next aisle, they've got like wines. Then on the left, it's like every type of beer known to man. Not only crazy shit like, you know, bacon beers and whatnot, but they'd have, like, your standard, your Red Hooks. You know, all the different varieties of them, all their celebrator drinks and all their, like, specialty versions and all their seasonals. They got everything. And they got, like, big bottles, little bottles, all kinds of bottles.
No, you go. Mine's off topic.
Oh, I was going to say, next time you go, can you see if they have a couple of different breweries?
They have it.
Stuff? Namely, if they have Founders... Or Bells or Russian River.
Dave?
Yeah,
do you Bell's actually have a problem finding Founders or Bells up here?
I can find some Bells occasionally. I'm looking for Founders Breakfast Stout.
Breakfast Stout.
Oh, no kidding. I don't like that.
No? I haven't tried it.
No.
So there's a guy that I've been traveling with a lot lately who's a total beer snob. And he's been kind of like, we try to find whatever local beer house is wherever we happen to be. And he's been ranting about this stuff forever. I have replaced a Beta Turbo Dog with a new brown that I like better, though.
Oh, do it. What?
Which is Bell's.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think he's still sticking with Turbo Dog.
Yeah.
Nothing as good as Turbo Dog.
Right. It's the bar.
But the Founders, yeah. A lot of people have actually talked that up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally try it. And I tried it, and I was like,
my latest, I just picked up a bunch of stuff from Goose Island before they get completely sucked into Anheuser-Busch. They did some kind of limited release or, you know, whatever.
Magic cards? Beers. What the fuck is it? Magic cards? They gotta have limited releases?
They look like wines almost, the way that they put them together. And they're blended with different things. Like there's one called Fleur, which is blended with, I think, chrysanthemum.
I got a price guide, and that one's like worth $10.
What? Really?
Well, that's fucked up. $10 beer?
Joking. Haha.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Magic.
Oh. Oh, you're back to the magic thing. Sorry, you lost me.
You just said it like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I don't say anything with a purpose.
Well, yeah, you should understand that, Doug.
Just try it.
All right.
Can I just say one thing? You know what I think would be really fun? And this is like, you guys probably don't remember, but like 5 minutes ago, the Las Vegas was brought up. It would be so fun if we went to Las Vegas. And did
you know what?
What?
I'm going to be there next week.
That doesn't count.
Oh, my God. Hold on a minute. Let's all go.
Yeah, let's just jump on a plane for next week.
I leave. I'll be there Saturday through the following Monday, like the week and a half, basically. Well, I'm taking a class out there, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work for
stripper
for
class.
No, come on. Everybody come out. Don't be.
It's a stripper class. Don't listen to him. He's pole dancing.
But wouldn't it be fun? Like maybe down the
it would
road
be. It's a really cheap place to get
down
to.
For everyone. It's very cheap, and we could like bar hop in Vegas and do like a bunch of podcasts, and then
that sounds like a lot of work for me and Luke.
Oh, really?
If you do them all in sequence, it'll just get sloppier and sloppier.
Yeah. We could be like, yeah, like three sheets, just roll and go until the camera falls to the ground and you're done.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Roll
if we could get somewhere central, it'd be kind of cool.
It's just a thought.
All right, folks.
Got it.
I'm down with it.
I'm okay. Yeah, just not next week.
No.
That's a little short notice.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll be there anyway. If you guys want to show up, I'll be there.
There you go. Where are you, Dave? You actually took me serious? You're here?
Sorry. What are you doing here?
I'm in class for the next 8 hours. Hi. So we're going to do Stout. We're going to do Las Vegas, and we're going to do some drinks for Alco Pops in the near future. We're back, folk. So look forward to more from us, I think. That sounds
what,
like
4 months from now? Is that the next one?
Yeah, it's a four-month cycle.
Nice. It's a limited release.
Yes. It's limited. We release in a wine bottle. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go scratch my poison ivy because it's killing me.
Is that code for something?
No, I really just got a lot of poison ivy. Again, what I warn everybody is if you see poison ivy, first recognize it before taking a weed whacker to it in your sandals and shorts. And you will definitely be better off. You know, this is Derek for Dave, Kate, Doug, and our podcast producer Luke. He doesn't have a last name anymore. You've been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. You can check us out on everydaydrinkers.com, everydaydrinkers.tv if you like cocktail videos. And Luke,
yes,
you're gonna add this, right?
Yes.
You gonna drink some more Hurricanes while you do that?
I have the rest of the bottle to finish.
Rock on. Long night.
15 seconds. That's all you need. 15 seconds and you're done. Do it.
Yeah.
Go. 1, 2, 3, go.
No.
I'll count for you.
Okay, no. Somebody's got to chant chug as this happens.
Chug, 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 chug. I got to pee.
Just drink it.
Yep. Do
okay,
it.
There we go. Okay, and done. Best part, none of you can validate that.
Well, I can because you're actually talking like you don't need to breathe, and if you had just chugged for 15 seconds, there's a chance that you would probably need to take a breath. At least I would. All right.
No.
Then I'm done. All right, everybody good?
Yes.
All right. I don't remember how to start the show. Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. It's right here. It's written. Introduction. This is very
cool. So the hurricane has been popular with Pat O'Brien's for like years, and then Katrina hit, and everybody's like, oh, no, should we not say hurricane? And like everybody in New Orleans is like, it just happened, and we have a drink made out of it, so go get fucked up.
That's right. I mean, the best way to celebrate the fact that your entire home was destroyed by a hurricane is to go drink one and get it back. You
I guess if you go
back
to Katrina, that's kind of in poor taste. But.
Right. That would be different. Yeah. That would be a really powerful. That's got 151 in it or something. You know, it still would be in poor taste.
Southern Comfort isn't rum, though, is it?
No.
I thought it was.
It's its own hybrid of, like, a, I think a whiskey.
Bourbon kind of thing?
It's mostly a liqueur.
Yeah, so like a whiskey liqueur, isn't it, or something? I don't know if they want to be categorized that way, but I think that's kind of what it is, or something, like spicy flavored whiskey thing or something.
Maybe. Or that drink that killed Janis Joplin.
Or that.
Ha ha.
Or. Ha ha. Gotcha. Wow.
See, we're keeping the offensive level low here.
Right.
That's good.
So that's we're on par.
When I taste it, I taste salt water.
Mm, salt water.
Sure that's not the semen?
You can never really be sure, but you can make an estimated guess that FDA probably would not approve such a thing. He's still thinking.
I was just thinking residuals in his mouth. But,
Yeah. What you're saying is if you're dying, you'll drink it if somebody holds a gun to your face. That's what I'm getting. But he walked away. He's like, fuck this show.
Aren't we all like that here and there?
Doug?
Yes.
You're still there. So,
of course I am.
You don't think that the skinny girl compares, but if I stuck a gun in your face, you're going to drink skinny girl, but you wouldn't drink it otherwise. What's it taste like? Salt water and semen? Is that really it?
I didn't get either of those, but
no. Wait,
look, let's go to the expert, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but it's not my deal. Cut me off if I'm doing that, right?
Wow, spike that one down, Jesus!
Hold on, Doug is apparently humping his laptop. Hold on a minute,
Dave. I mean, Derek, can you see the chat?
I am ignoring. Don't you see why I'm stuttering every now and then?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, in the chat, we're actually staying on topic.
Yeah, we are on topic. I was just wondering.
We're discussing these drinks in chat.
Since you have
the
old version, if you could hear it. Okay, or see it.
I almost got some mojito. You're going to review it?
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Screw the listeners. We're just going to have a little talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, you can. You can have an in-depth conversation intellectually.
It'll be on the DVD extras or something.
And I said intellectually, and it ends with, Dave DeRoche, let me squeeze some toothpaste into mine.
Artificial mint.
Yeah, it's artificial mint.
Wait a second. Did you put Sambuca in yours?
No. Galliano, I said. I could just throw random liquor. I didn't actually do that. No, I didn't. No, Galliano. Stay on topic.
You said black licorice.
Yes, Galliano. Black licorice. Same thing.
Wait, you put that in it?
No. No, I didn't. He said a random liquor. I said, I could just pour some Galliano in here if you'd like. Get a little black licorice taste.
No, that doesn't sound good. Don't do that.
I'm not going to. I don't have any
Derek, why did you pour Galliano in it? Is
it a new fucking
recipe?
Damn it. Okay, while I'm here, I'm going to put some pasture syrup in here and a little violet moaning stuff. No, look.
Wait, you're moaning?
Yes. So this has, mine has the pineapples. Mine tastes more tropical.
That's the lamest moan I've ever heard.
It's an uncaring moan.
It's more of a grunt.
Wow.
Well, I'm a guy. Guys grunt. Women moan.
Okay. Go.
So that's how I get the creme de coco.
With black licorice.
Coconut and black. Yeah, no black licorice. Get freaking black licorice. If you've ever had actual coconut, like if you've ever just cut a coconut and licked it, it doesn't taste anything like cream of coconut. I don't know what magic they put in there. Is it just a lot of sugar in coconut? But it does the job. And
I can tell you what magic they put in it.
Semen?
I don't know if you want to know what it is, though.
It's not semen, Doug.
No, they put their dicks in it.
Same thing. No, it's...
Dicks, Derek. Dicks.
You know, it's all the more funny when it sounds like you're talking into a paper tube.
He does sound ridiculous. Yeah.
It's like your noisinator. I mean, the other thing you could do is just, if you shave your own, if you make your own coconut rum, you could have your own coconut cod piece.
I just read that. Coconut cod piece in quotes.
I mean, it can be done. If you, in that story.
I was in Malaysia one time years ago and had a fresh coconut brought out for me where they like kind of hack the top open and they fill it with ice and put a straw in it. And it was a super hot day and I'm really looking forward to this thing. They put it down in front of me and a monkey jumps out of the woods, grabs it and takes off. That doesn't happen every day.
No.
Maybe not for you.
Luke's actually had it happen 6 times.
Iowa.
In Iowa.
The same monkey.
Crazy.
Monkeys are everywhere
Iowa.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
It's like the first 10 times.
So overbought.
Damn it, monkey, leave me alone. And then like the 6th time, it's like, damn it, monkey.
He's like, fucking monkey stole my Snicker salad again.
What's the monkey's name?
Well, Henry.
There's a lot of them. I mean,
yeah, you can't name them all. So many monkeys.
You can, and I've tried, but
white butt, red butt, doesn't wipe his butt.
Obviously,
I haven't
this...
really looked at their butts. I haven't. Yeah, I couldn't say.
He wasn't consulting the monkey's ass cavity, Doug. He was just, you know, they steal his drinks.
God damn it! Doesn't wipe your butt. What? That kid was my pina colada
in a coconut. See, even monkeys like pina coladas. You cannot go wrong. Anyway.
Can you guys hear my dog snoring? Oh my God, it's so loud.
No. I could only hear Doug when
up in a minute.
He was humping the computer. Yeah, you gotta. You know, your dog's fine. I'm gonna worry about your dog.
Okay.
Your dog's pretty good. Doug, hold on a minute. Doug, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
What?
All I hear is like you're dragging your laptop across the table. He's laughing because that's what he was doing.
I'm sure you could add some soda water or something and it would
spritz
make
it up
that way. Yeah, and that actually might help because
you could
it
blow
feels
bubbles
like it needs to be diluted.
There, you could blow bubbles into it.
Oh, yeah.
Just get a straw.
I got a straw. Ready?
There you go.
Nice.
That was just me farting in the bathtub.
Ew.
Same thing.
I'm a classy guy.
Yeah, that's really nice that you're podcasting about them.
It would have been better if you were farting into your glass through your straw.
Wow.
Doug, we both know I'm not that tight.
Yeah. Well, we do know you are that tight. That's the scary part. But I don't know if there's a good way to do that with the sours.
Wait, I'm sorry. Twinkies taste like pina coladas?
A pina colada tasting Twinkie.
Only the ones that have black licorice in them.
Right. But the advantage of something like Skinny Girl without the high fructose.
Put Sambuca in your Twinkie.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Actually, that sounds pretty okay.
Yeah, it does actually.
It's sponge cake, right?
Twinkies. Oh my God.
Revolution.
Twinkies soak Sambuca Twinkies.
Wouldn't it just be easier to soak your Twinkie in absinthe? Then you can at least light on fire.
Wait, we are still talking about real Twinkies, right?
Oh, is this a real... Yeah, if it's a euphemism, forget it. I don't want to ever dunk my dick in absinthe. But otherwise, it's okay.
Compare me to a ghetto perv from Compton?
I was reaching back to the
90s. I don't even know where that is.
Suburb of L.A.
Yeah, it's a suburb of L.A. But Mitch
oh, oh, straight out of Compton.
Right. It's like from the 90s.
Wow, how white are you?
Yo.
I'm so white. I make rice feel white.
What? You're
white. Delivery too. <You can't.
laughs> If he hadn't paused for like 20 seconds between,
we would have actually laughed and been like, "What the hell?" We would have laughed, but not know why.
Yeah.
But instead, you really screwed with our brain. Thank you. But that's why you brought the comedy in the tube. I mean, that's awesome. Well,
I think we're officially three drinks in.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have done it. We have reached the theoretical maximum. That's great. Wow. So